This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I would humbly suggest that when one Janet Yellen, arguably the world's most powerful economist, says on the record that she is worried about global uncertainty, that the smart money says you ought to pay attention. The real money is moving on the order of hundreds of billions of dollars. The phrase you're looking for in times like this is safe havens, gold and bonds and cash. Marketplace's Jed Kim has that one.
Just what are people uncertain about? Well, there's the outcome of the U.S. presidential election, the possibility of Britain's exit from the EU, worries over the Chinese economy.
We have wars and threats of wars in the Middle East, disruptions in the energy market. We have things going on in South America.
James Angel teaches finance at Georgetown University.
Look around the world. There is no shortage of things to worry about.
So where are people moving their money? Guy Labat of Janney Montgomery Scott says a lot of it's going to bonds.
One exchange-traded fund which represents an investment in all of the bond markets, it's called the Aggregate Bond Market ETF, has seen inflows in the neighborhood of about $6 billion this year.
Bonds, of course, tend to do well when the economy deteriorates. But it's not all doom and gloom, says Scott Wrent, an equity strategist at Wells Fargo. He's not scared, but he's glad some people are.
The more people that are fearful, that are taking money out of the market keeps going higher. You know, that's a good thing in my book.
Wren says people have been pulling out as the S&P 500 nears a record high. He thinks we'll hit that high.
There may be one out in the seventh inning, but basically, you know, there's some baseball left to be played, and I think you're going to see some good, not great, returns over the next 2, maybe 3 years in the stock market.
And that can mean decent gains for those who don't mind a little uncertainty. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.